Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Daryl
is our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, and is brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. The world changed at 11 o'clock this morning, T. The announcement from Myles Garrett, summing it up, with that in mind, I have requested to be traded from the Cleveland Browns. The Browns later, we will not be trading Myles Garrett. All right. What do you think?
That's nice that they say they're not going to be trading Myles Garrett, but they might have to, depending how much Garrett is willing to force their hand to make this happen. You know, yes, there is, you know, if there is, when he in December talked about his frustration and his unhappiness with the direction of the franchise, the current state of the team, right? He wanted to know the plans. Clearly, whatever Andrew Berry told him did not satisfy him, did not wow him, did not, you know, make him feel like they are going to be turning this thing around rather quickly. But a couple of things stood out in the letter that he released. One, he took a direct shot at Andrew Berry with the line about the goal has never been, you know, to go from Cleveland to Canton. It's to compete for Super Bowls. And then secondly, in there, is the desire to compete for Super Bowls. He clearly does not feel that this franchise is capable of doing that. And I think that that speaks volumes to where this organization really is. People should stop talking themselves into thinking that the Browns are close to accomplishing anything because they're not. And Myles Garrett basically told you that this morning.
All right, are you shocked by this? Surprised? You tell me.
No. Not at all. I mean, maybe the timing, the fact that it came on Monday of Super Bowl week. But no, I'm not surprised. He made it very clear how he felt about things in December. I expected that if he was going to request a trade, it might come in like the end of February, maybe early March, leading up to the new league year. I did not expect it Monday of Super Bowl week, that's for sure, because now he has basically hijacked the news cycle at the Super Bowl with this trade request.
Right? Yes, he did, Daryl.
Or at least up until tonight when they start doing the player interviews.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, he no longer believes in the Cleveland Browns. He no longer believes in Andrew Berry. He watched that guy work for 5 years and is like, nah, I'm good. Peace out. Get me the hell out of here. I've had enough. he watched them go from 0-16 in his rookie year to in year eight go 3-14. Top to bottom, he knows how that building works. And he's like, they're focused on the wrong things here. I'm not interested anymore.
All right.
And that's what he said today.
Despite what the Browns said, you went 3-14 with the best defensive player in the league, arguably. It certainly wasn't his fault, but
right.
he alone didn't win you games. And in a game where you start 22 and have rosters in the 50s, you need more than one guy.
Right.
Is this a huge opportunity for the Browns?
I mean... You're really putting a lot more faith in the Browns than I will ever put in them.
Well, they can blow more first round draft picks. Daryl, I can't argue.
You're not
with
finding
you.
Miles Garrett in the draft again.
No, I can't. I can't argue with you on that.
They're incapable of finding a quarterback worth anything. They've proven that over 26 years. It doesn't matter the regime. Doesn't matter the coach. Doesn't matter what pick they use. What round? Doesn't matter the money they spend. Doesn't matter how many draft picks they give up. They're incompetent. Like, top to bottom, the Cleveland Browns are an incompetent franchise. And we've watched it for 26 years. And Garrett has had 8 years of it. And he's like, I don't want to deal with this anymore. And, yeah, you can spin it that way. Hey, yeah. My thing is, you must just burn it all to the ground. Trade everyone. Trade Garrett. Trade Denzel Ward. Trade Wyatt Teller. Trade everyone. Start all over again. 1-31, here we go all over again. And, oh, by the way, you need to fire Andrew Berry, Paul DePodesta, the entire front office, Glenn Cook, Catherine Hickman, all of them. Get them all out of here and start over again. Redo the entire football operation. Bring people in who will actually read a scouting report, who will actually pay attention to red flags, and not bring in guys who can't learn playbooks or won't learn playbooks or have off-the-field problems that cause them to miss time on the field, right? I mean, stuff that's plain as day, Andrew Berry doesn't listen to. The fact that that guy kept his job after this disastrous season is a miracle. And that falls on ownership. They don't know when to fire people. They don't know who to hire. They've hired consultants to help them, and that doesn't work. They've turned the car keys over to people, and that hasn't worked. They've tried meddling in everything. That hasn't worked. Right? I mean, this isn't a lack of willingness or trying or commitment of resources problem that the Browns and ownership has. It's they don't know what they're doing. And they don't know how to do it. They know what they want to accomplish. They know what they want to do. They have no idea how to get there. And unfortunately, they keep hiring people that aren't doing their job. Andrew Berry's not done his job. He took over a roster that was ready to win immediately, and he fouled it up from A to Z and made arguably the worst trade in NFL history and sacrificed the farm, sacrificed any ounce of integrity to do it. And it has blown up in their face spectacularly. There's a reason I've been saying that I don't believe in this front office, that I don't trust this front office. And Myles Garrett told you the same thing this morning.
Daryl, would you stop being so wishy-washy about this and have some passion?
I just keep it 100, people. None of you like anything I have to say, and I understand. I'm just telling you the way it is.
Daryl, what's he worth? What's Myles Garrett worth?
I think minimum 2 first-round picks and then some.
Players or picks, D?
Well, I mean, at this point, you probably want a little combination of both, right? I mean, you still have to field the football team. Here's the other bummer about this, right? So Garrett has made it clear, and obviously now he can't control, this. He's pretty much got to – the Browns say they're not going to trade him. Berry said it last week. Look, Deebo Samuel comes to mind, right? I mean, he even held out a training camp to try and facilitate a trade, and it didn't happen. He got paid and became happy. This feels different. This feels different. I really do believe This is different. Miles wants to win, and he's not going to Joe Thomas his career. You know, and he's not going to let the Browns waste his career. But, you know, so is there an opportunity? Yeah, I would scrap the entire front office and bring new people in to do the next rebuild, 100%. But if you lose Miles Garrett, there's no patching. You might as well just burn it to the ground and start from scratch all over again.
What did Miles Garrett learn from Baker Mayfield with his release today?
It
feels a little similar.
Baker's came in the wake of the interest that the Browns at the time had in Deshaun Watson, right? Baker's was a direct response. It was basically a single finger salute back to the Browns because they had expressed interest in meeting with Deshaun Watson and met with Deshaun, right? Mm-hmm. And so Baker basically said, the heck with you guys then. If you're going to meet with other guys, I'm not good enough for you, then I'm just not investing any more time with you. And the Browns are like, that's fine. We're not going to ride the emotional roller coaster that comes with you, and we're not going to ride the on-the-field roller coaster with you. So that's fine. I think that there was a moment after Deshaun initially said no to the Browns. They're like, okay, how do we get the toothpaste back in the tube? Well, we can't. All right, then we're all in now. Like, we started down the path. We're at the edge of the cliff. We might as well jump. And they jumped, and the bungee cord broke, and they went splat. Because the Deshaun thing has been an unmitigated disaster. And it's going to hang over them now for at least two more years. And I think Garrett's also looking at that. Now, that's not to say you can't manipulate the cap, because they're going to be able to sign guys and bring people in and all that. The one thing Andrew Berry's front office is really good at is spreadsheets. They're really good with that. Not so much watching film or reading scouting reports, but they're really good at spreadsheets and math. So, they're going to be able to work with the salary cap and make room to bring guys in and sign guys in free agency and stuff. But, yeah, this is a death knell for the Cleveland Browns. That's how bad this is. This is a complete repudiation of everything the Cleveland Browns have tried to build by their best player that they have drafted in, I would argue, decades.
Daryl, does that make management ownership, I guess, look at management in a different way before the draft, before the season?
It's too late to make changes now. Okay. I actually had someone ask me that this morning. Hey, could they fire Andrew Berry over this today? And I'm like, no, it's pointless. It's too late in the hiring cycle. You're stuck with the guy this year. But January next year, if you have to trade Miles Garrett, oh, you're damn right I'm firing Andrew Berry. I'm not even thinking twice about it. In fact, if I'm ownership, I pack his office for him.
Daryl, thank you. Appreciate your time today, buddy.
Daryl, we have a podcast tonight, just so you know.
I'm aware.
Okay, just making sure. It's always game day in Cleveland.
And it really is always game day in Cleveland.
Well, isn't that the truth, huh?
Yes.
Thank you, D.
You bet, guys.
Daryl is our Browns beat reporter. He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you can do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My buddy G, longtime diehard Browns fan, sends me this. The only time this football team is boring is on Sundays.
Oh, that G.
Golly. Okay.
Sounds like a guy that took some pucks to the head.
Daryl's all fired up there and blaming the front office for this entire situation. Hard not to, Andy. You know, they did not build on a playoff team that won 11 games. In fact, it went terribly south. And the experiment with Deshaun Watson clearly hasn't worked. In chatting with Dano here in breaks, he has said, if you trade Myles Garrett, there's going to be huge cap implications. And I'll readily admit, I'm not your cap guy. But if you're trying to do something with Deshaun Watson, and now you get a cap issue with Myles Garrett thrown in on it, Andy, oh my goodness, are you in trouble?
Wouldn't
you think?
Yes. It's hard for me not to sit here and just go, look, again, this whole day is about Myles saying he doesn't want to be here. That's all there is to it. Like, I'm not getting emotional. I'm not getting, it's just, I've requested to be traded from the Browns. Okay. What are you going to do about it?
And the Browns say they're not going to.
Yeah, so what are you going to do about it, Browns? Okay, oh, you're not going to trade him? No. All right, let's see what
you happens. Said this, I said this, Dan said this, we all know this. Of course, that's what the Browns are going to say. Because, as you said, Andy, well, you have to try and do all you can to retain value there, and they're going to say that. Do you think they believe that?
No. I think he's gone. They figured out a way to get rid of Baker Mayfield and trade him. They're going to figure out a way to trade Myles Garrett. If they need to. If somebody walks up to them and says, here's 3 first-round picks, let's just end your misery, they'll do it. I don't know why they wouldn't. I would. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
3 first-round picks. Yeah. Done. Thanks.
I would.
Give you a chance to make up for the bigger mistake.
True. And this team right now needs a lot more than a phenomenal but disgruntled defensive end. Would you agree with that?
And not hostages. Big fan of that. Of every team ever.
I love the guy. I love his attitude. I love his play. I love Myles Garrett on this team. But if he wants to be traded, I view it as an opportunity. Now, Daryl can be absolutely on the money. Do you trust this front office to make, A, the right trade, B, the right picks, if you get picks in return? You can debate that till the cows come home. The answer might be yes. The answer might be no. All I know is, man, there is an opportunity here. If you think you must move on from him, if you think it's not a salvageable relationship, man, there's an opportunity here. There really is.
If I'm Andrew Berry, I'm figuring out a way. I mean, I know that they're saying
you're figuring again, out a way to what?
Trade him. See ya. I mean,
well, that's an easy thing to do.
Well, I mean, he just punched Andrew in the stomach, if not the face, when he dropped that one line in there. That's all it took. It was a direct shot at Andrew. The goal was never to go from Cleveland to Canton. End of story. Doesn't matter what he said after that, but It's always been to compete and win in a Super Bowl. That's fine. And I read you the whole quote. But that line doesn't make this premeditated statement any less hurtful to Andrew Berry. I mean, Berry, when he said it, it was just like, well, we want to make sure he's going to go to him. We want to make sure he stays here. And, you know, Andrew said what he was supposed to say. And then, you know, I don't know what else Andrew could have said after a 3-win season. What did you want? I mean, everyone's down about how horrible this season turned out to be. Everyone is. And then we thought, well, they're going to offer him an extension. And didn't Miles say there's something in the works? I guess this is what it was, right? Is this what was in the works that Miles was talking about? Him telling everyone, I don't want to be in Cleveland anymore? Again, I'm not mad at him. It's business. I understand that part of it.
With a well-timed, choreographed release of the statement.
Jeff, it came out at 11 on the money.
And everybody had the statement.
Yes, with his signature on it. So it was clearly, it was embargoed till 11 o'clock today.
Yeah.
So there, and because at 11:01, it popped up on everybody's website. So the 100% premeditated. Now, did Miles learn from Baker Mayfield about making a statement against the organization and saying, get me out of here? Different circumstances, but yet still they know how to put pressure on the front office to get out of here. And by the way, thank you, Miles, for doing this now. He could have waited and done this later, and then the Browns would really be in trouble. Now they have the opportunity to take his wishes and parlay that into the draft, or parlay that into what they feel like their free agency needs are. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Let me just, I'm not delusional on this one. You never know what a team thinks about its own players. You know? You never know what a team thinks about its own players.
Ask those fans in Dallas today.
Well, that's, and you never know what, you know, if Miles may have done the Browns a great big favor, because some team might just call Andrew Berry and say, hey, do you like fill in the blank? Do you like him?
Sure.
And, you know, maybe some team is tired of its quarterback. Maybe some team is tired of its star wide receiver. Who knows? That's why I'm looking at this and okay, Daryl's point's right on the money. It's valid. Do you trust this organization, this management group, to make the right moves? And then if they, you know, they get picks or whatever, to do it right. But there is a huge opportunity here, right now.
My only thing is they better walk away with something out of this. Yeah, if you're going to do it now with 2 years to go on the contract, boom, do it. Just, you got to turn the page at some point. If he doesn't want to be here, you must turn the page and get the most that you possibly can get. You've got a chance to reach, and I'm not trying to be Johnny Optimist here. I'm just saying it's business. Okay, you don't want to be here? Fine. Well, next man up. It's the same as playing the game. And maybe it's next men up. How many draft picks can you get? How many players can you get? You figure it out. That's where you are. And his value is high today. It's still high. And as long as Andrew keeps saying we're not trading him, his value is still going to stay high.
Stays high. Chuck's in Shaker. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
I'm thinking, suppose the Browns do make a move and they trade him to somebody that's not a contender, like the Carolina Panthers or somebody like the Jaguars. What? Because, you know, none of these top teams have no first-round picks, you know.
At least ones that you would really covet.
It's a good point, Chuck.
Yeah.
That's what we're wondering, Chuck.
I mean, they might send him to a worse situation. I mean, you know, they say, okay, you want to be traded. Carolina's giving us 3 first rounds or somebody like that. And maybe, who knows, a kicker or something. And Miles end up down there.
The only issue there is I can't see a rebuilding team giving up a ton for Miles. And I also, if Miles then is, you know, wants to win Super Bowls, would he go to that team and say the exact same thing? Hey, I don't want to be here. Which would make me think that before any team makes a deal with the Browns and even thinks about it, they'd say, hey, we'd like to talk to you about this. Can we contact Miles?
Sure. Yeah.
And, you know, and they'd have to get the Browns permission for that. Now, of course, they could call Miles' agent, because you can call agents all day long. So it's almost the same thing, Chuck. But Chuck, your thoughts right on the money. Yeah. Because bad teams have the most to offer, right?
There you go. Yep. Yeah.
At least
yeah.
in draft capital. Chuck, thank you very much. Player capital, maybe not so much. Maybe. Jeff is in North Olmsted. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Fellas, how you guys doing?
We're doing okay. Okay, big news today. So, big news.
So, yeah, of course. So, you know, I was listening, you know, to you guys talk about that quote from, you know, Miles, basically the shot to Andrew Berry. And I do understand it, right? So,
yeah.
you know, it obviously looks like a selfish move from Miles' point right now, right? But let's look at the bigger picture. At least he's giving us the option to make a couple moves, one big move to get some capital back for him, right?
Yep.
Think about all the days with LeBron when he would leave in free agency and how struck we were when we had to sit there and try to rebuild and not have any capital back to do so, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, you see it from both sides. So, yeah, it is frustrating. ESPN ran a poll, and I thought it was very interesting. It was about, from a fan perspective, do we blame the Browns organization or do we blame Miles? It was 94% favoring the Browns for making these mistakes happen to us along the way. And if you look at it, I get why people are frustrated. Berry shouldn't even be managing this team anymore, right? And if we're that frustrated as fans, think of how it is from a player. Yeah, Miles wants to win, but he doesn't also want to be the next Joe Thomas of the Browns, right? So loyalty, yeah, that's always a big part of things. And, yeah, he's invested with the Cavs and all that stuff. It doesn't mean that Miles still won't be a part of Cleveland's culture and community when he leaves, because I feel like he's a stand-up guy and he probably still would be. So let's not fault him, the man, because I think Miles is a good guy. Yeah, the Browns put up with a ton in his past, the car accident, all just the weird stuff, right? But at the end of the day, he's still trying to help us by doing it now. And, he knows he's worth a lot, right? The guy wants to win a ring. Let him go win a ring. I mean, how long do we have to hold on to players as fans and, you know, expect them when we draft them number one that they have to be here for the long haul? That's not realistic.
His deal is still for two more years. I mean, do we expect him to fulfill his contract? So. I've said the same things you have, and I don't disagree with what you're saying, and it's a business standpoint. So, you know, it is, that's why I just think as a fan, we've gone through this so many times as Cleveland sports fans. I'm at the point now where I'm like, okay, Miles doesn't want to be here. Turn the page. He's probably the they have more value for him than any other player on this team. Maybe the most value of any player in Northeast Ohio. To bring back some picks and get something done and move forward to the future. But if Miles doesn't want to be here, it's time to go.
I agree with you. Yeah. It's like a gut punch, but it's like we got to turn the page, you know? Yep. And it's like anything else in life, next day you get up and you got to put your best foot forward. You guys have a great day.
Good job.
Always
Thank
a pleasure
you.
Talking to you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the phone call.
Good phone call.
I don't like this situation, but, man, I think it's a huge opportunity. I really do. Richie's in Cleveland. Richie.
Andy, Jeff.
My man.
How you guys doing there?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. Well, it's another brutal day for Cleveland Browns fans, but, well, I suppose we're used to it by now, you know? And I think Daryl's 100% right on the money. He ought to have a nickname called Daryl the Truth Rider, because he speaks the truth. And brutally honest, you know. And if they got to get rid of Miles, they might as well get rid of, you know, Denzel and all the other high-paid star players. They're going to have to rebuild it from the ground up. And the next 2 years are really going to be rough, man. I mean, you could even make the argument that the next 2 years are going to be throwaway years. But I don't think there's a whole lot. You know, you're going to be able to do about it. And I'm just glad we got the Ohio State Buckeyes, and I savored that championship. And my advice to any long-suffering fan that's jonesing to root for winning football in Cleveland, just root for Ohio State, man. There's no sense beating yourself up. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, Columbus is close enough to Cleveland. And
all right, Richie, thank you very much. You can hop on 71 and go watch some football.
There you go.
With new coordinators.
Just make sure you stop in Columbus and don't keep going down to almost Kentucky.
You don't need Chip Kelly.
We didn't get to talk Jim about Knowles. That today.
No. Our show got hijacked, Andy. It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Stinking Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.